This is Inside Texas Tech. I'm Betsy Blaney. I recently sat down with Texas Tech Athletics Director Kirby Hocut to chat about what the new Sports Performance Center will mean for the future of the football and track programs. I then toured the construction site. There's a constant hum and whir as I walk toward the construction site of the new Sports Performance Center near Jones AT&T Stadium. Machines are buzzing and workers in hard hats are moving around like ants circling their mound. They're working 24/7 these days, so the indoor football space is usable in time for fall practices that begin July 31st. The structure looks big from the outside, but stepping inside, hard hat in place, I'm wowed by the enormity of the space. I've never been inside a 747 hangar, but it sure looks like one of those jumbo jets could fit inside here. On a recent tour of the $48 million facility, Michael Molina, Texas Tech Systems Vice Chancellor for Facilities Planning and Construction, and I watched as workers lay the last strip of field turf, the same type that's in the stadium. Scores of other workers continue to labor on various facets of construction of the track and field portion of the 154,000 square foot center, like the size of a Walmart supercenter. The first 30 feet of the Sports Performance Center's exterior matches the campus's Spanish Renaissance architecture. Above that familiar look, there are translucent panels which will capture natural light from the north. Those panels will be significantly taller on the football side. Inside, though, the design is utilitarian, without much glitz. Molina said that was intentional.
Our mantra for the design was to base it around integrity, honor, grit, blue collar, meaning we're regular, real people, but we get it done.
One side of the center houses the indoor football practice field. Huge sliding doors separate it from the indoor track and field portion that will feature a six-lane, 200-meter oval track. At its highest point, the football side is 90 feet tall and stretches nearly 400 feet. The field is 80 yards long with two 10-yard end zones. The center, when finished, will be the largest indoor collegiate athletics facility in the country. In addition to the football and track and field, there will be a nutritional food bar and a strength and conditioning area for athletes in every sport but football, men's and women's basketball, and volleyball. Athletes in those sports already have their own strength and conditioning operations elsewhere. Eaton's Ephesus Lighting out of Syracuse, New York, is installing LED-driven low-voltage lighting, which will provide energy savings for the building. Athletics Director Kirby Hocut said recruits' heads will be turned by the center, but so will those of Lubbock residents and Red Raider alumni.
From a recruiting standpoint, again, a profound impact because right or wrong, many times recruits make their decision based upon facilities that you have, so it will be very impressionable. But I think even greater than the impact it's going to have on our football program, or we can talk about the impact it'll have on our track program. I think the impact that it has on Texas Tech University and Lubbock, Texas is much greater than what it's going to even help with our programs.
Beginning in 2014, Texas Tech's athletic department began its campaign for Fearless Champions. The goal was, and still is, to raise funds to enhance athletic facilities, bolster student-athlete scholarship endowments, and grow the JT and Margaret Talkington Leadership Academy. Hocut said that to date, 22 of 25 sports facilities have been updated, enhanced, or newly built. Listen this afternoon to part two to learn more about the Sports Performance Center. For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.